John P. But obviously, there's another John Kennedy, so we go with JP.
Yep. Well, I read about you actually in the News and Observer a little bit, but tell me how this got started.
So, slightly long story. I was just following state politics, following HB2, and then trying to figure out who my representative was. And then it was really hard to figure out who my representative was, who I could go to and talk to about issues and express myself. And then at that point, I started noticing and following the gerrymandered issues within North Carolina and how bad it was in North Carolina. So last year, I tried to do something similar to this without the League of Women Voters and their support and their outreach, just with some friends going to walk over here, drinking beers, marking the line, coming, having another beer, coming back again. And I told the League of Women Voters about the idea, and then they were like, let's try and do it for real this year. And here we are with, like, what, 242 signed up, 37 volunteers, more people trying to sign up right now, lines. We're probably looking at 300 people ready to do stuff and market.
Well, that's cool. Why the race idea? Was that just something that you guys kind of formulated all together?
So I wasn't the smart person here. I have a friend, Eve Mosher, who's an art activist who does great line work for environmental issues. Like, this is where a high water mark is in New York going to be if the environment keeps going the way it does. And I was like, well, I just futilely mark the line in Asheville, Buncombe County, and so people can see how bizarre it is. And then my wife was like, well, everyone does 5Ks in Asheville, Buncombe County, so why don't you make it a 5K, and then people can actually experience it, like physically walk the streets and be like, oh, why did they cut out this house, or why did they cut out this block? Yeah. So I wasn't the smart one.
Well, what is the actual distance? Is it an actual 5K, or is it...
This one is a 5K, but, you know, the line cuts all the way from, like, South Asheville up through the heart of West Asheville, heart of Progressive Asheville, through the heart of UNCA, which is splitting the campus votes and for the same reason, and then back over, you know, I think north of Black Mountain. So it's a crazy line.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wow. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to say about it before I turn off the recorder?
Yeah, I think, there are a lot of court cases right now looking at gerrymandering, and this is just grassroots saying we're also paying attention to gerrymandering and how the system is dividing our votes and disempowering us from having a representative. We're watching.